What was the inspiration for providing the update?
Well, we've been looking at a number of things in the Northside Garage over the last few years to see if there's anything that we could do to make it better. One of the things that kind of been hanging out there was the University Drive Pet Improvement Project, the second phase of it, which is getting going again. So going back almost 2 years ago, kind of started talking about closing the median there so that the entrance to Northside Garage would be right in, right out. And then we had a study done by an engineering firm a couple of years ago as well that recommended closing the University Drive entrance and exit to the garage because of the queuing problems that it causes. So traffic out on University, and you can't turn right, and it backs up inside the garage and doesn't circulate. So engineers made a recommendation to close it and then push everybody out to the Asbury side so it would keep folks flowing. So, which sounds good, but there's kind of sort of in practice, there's a couple issues with that. So we wanted to kind of have a little bit more data-driven approach to that and had a group of engineering students actually do a time study this spring during the spring semester in its current conditions. And then in the fall, we'll actually do an experiment where we close that entrance for a few days and do another timing study to see if it does make a difference. Kind of what we found through this whole looking at this from user feedback and from us being in the garage and observing it and the engineering studies that we've done is that there's not one single simple fix to make the garage flow better. It's so darn close to the University without a lot of queuing room in and out that it's problematic. So, but a number of things coming down the pipe over the next couple of years, we think will add up to improvements. So things that we can control, like letting the permit holders go out onto Ross Street to have another relief valve out of the garage, which is a limited access street. The pet improvement project, at a minimum, makes it right in, right out, but it also makes the queuing space to turn onto Ireland Street much longer, so that would help. Exiting the garage on the Asbury Street side, there's potential to add a lane. On the University side of Asbury, there's some parking there. We could add a lane to have two left turn lanes, a right lane, and a right through lane, which would give more capacity out on Asbury to be able to get out of the garage and to be able to store cars there, and then combine that with the possibility of using Ross Street for the permit holders. We might be able to accomplish something.
I'm guessing you all have to work not only with the city of College Station, but because University is a state highway, TxDOT's involved.
Yes, they are. And so on that University Drive Pet Improvement Project, just like the first part, TxDOT's heavily in the mix. The city's takes the lead on the design side of things and the engagement side of things, and they're in charge of the public engagement plus the design portion, and then TxDOT input, and then it ends up being then TxDOT's in the mix when it comes to funding. I don't know the exact details of how that works, though.
Sure. I want to go back a little bit more. Point two in this article talks about focus group feedback telling you that customers are hesitant to accept the recommendation of closing the University Drive access point. Was that something pretty well overwhelming that you heard?
Well, so we certainly heard it, but the funny thing is that we fill that garage up on game day. There's almost 2,000 spaces, and in order to empty the garage on game day efficiently, we close University Drive and push everybody out the garage to New and Asbury, and inside the garage we can throttle, and actually when Asbury backs up, then we push everybody up to Ross Street, and we can basically free flow the garage using an officer or two in order to be able to flush that traffic through. If we have the University Drive exit open, and we did it for some games, it completely gridlocks. So we know from that game day experience that it can work.
And the volume of parking during the week, during the regular academic year, is it always filled like it is on game day?
It is. It just doesn't ebb and flow the same way on a regular school.
Yeah, because game days, everybody wants out at the same time.
Exactly. So the garage has a mix of visitors, faculty, staff, and students, and so you have a pretty good ebb and flow throughout the day. There is a peak rush hour in the AM and a PM peak rush hour, but it still is very busy during the day as well.
And how much of that customer feedback is that they just don't want to change their habit?
No, I really don't think that's it. Honestly, it's just they don't want us to make it worse, and I don't want to make it worse either. And it's sort of counterintuitive to want to close a way to get in and get out. And I think that's kind of the point. And so doing that timing study to be able to time vehicles moving from high up in the garage to be able to exit in its current configuration, and then doing the experiment to see if it makes a difference, then we'd have good solid data to say it does work. What I'm afraid of is that one change unto itself won't make a difference. I think it's going to actually take a combination or all of these things to happen. It's going to take the raw street safety valve. It's going to take the extra lane on Asbury. It's going to take the extended queue on University to Ireland in order to actually make it all better, and which won't happen overnight.
Well, and it sounds like that you're really trying to guard against unintended consequences.
Absolutely. That's the last thing I want, just to make it worse. And, we don't want to do that at all. Got to make it better.
Unfortunately, you have to go through real-life experiences. You really can't simulate this, can you?
No, it really lends itself to real-world. One of the studies, though, we did have a simulation run on it, and we were a little skeptical, and part of that was the reason that we didn't jump in and close it right away, that we sat on it and watched it and had that football experience, which added to our knowledge base. But, it's a real-world problem that needs a real-world solution and real-world observation.
Is there any way that you all can notify your permit holders about this change?
Absolutely. We have a way to directly communicate with them, and the message that you saw went straight to them today.
So what I'm doing, hopefully, is notifying everybody else who may frequently but not regularly use, and those who are not permit holders.
Correct.
Anything else that I've missed about this? It's kind of hard for me to grab my head around it because I don't use Northside Garage. So,
well, and if you drive up and down University Drive,
and I try not to, so, at the worst parts of the day.
So you do know about this.
I'm smart enough to know unless it's a non-game day weekend. I will go down University on a Sunday anytime, yeah, virtually. So,
but during the week, there's some, it's a pretty heavily traveled thoroughfare in town, and we're dealing with a decent amount of traffic, and we're putting, a fair amount of that is coming and going from that garage. So our permit holders feel it as well.
And volume on University is not going down.
It is anything but.